Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Cattle speaking, and I'm here sitting on the bedside table of children around the world every single night, every night of the year, and it is wonderful. And the children that I meet and the stories that are here are absolutely fantastic. I was visiting with a group of children last night, and they had a problem. And their problem was, how were they going to give their father a present for his birthday when he told them not to give them a present for his birthday? He said, I do not want you spending your money on buying a present for me for my birthday. I want you just to come and we'll have a party, but no gifts. And the father thought he was being so good. Well, the children in the family were very upset by this, and they said, Mr. Candle, what are we going to do? My dad won't let us give any gifts to him for his birthday. What are we going to do? Well, I said to the boys and girls, you know what you could do? You could each get a wonderful box and wrap the box just beautifully, and inside the box put just one little note, and that note is your gift. But he said we weren't supposed to give him a gift. Well, this is the kind of gift I don't think he'll really mind. I don't think he'll be upset with this gift. What gift is that, Mr. Candle? Well, now, what is it your father is always asking of you? Well, Jerome spoke up and he said, well, my dad always says that I should be a good boy and that I should help with around the house a little more and be, you know, a little more helpful and that sort of stuff. Well, Jerome, how about if you wrote a little note and told your dad what you wanted to do around the house, what you felt that you'd like to do that would make him happy? Now, what sort of thing would make him happy? What of all the things you could do, what sort of thing would make him happy? Well, I guess he'd like it best if I would stop arguing with my sister. Oh, that's interesting. Stop arguing with your sister. Well, how would you explain that to your dad? How would you tell that to your dad on a piece of paper? Well, I don't know. I don't know. Well, think about it. What would you say? What would you say? Now, this is your idea that your dad would like you to stop arguing with your sister. What sort of words would you use to say, I stop arguing with my sister? What would you say? Well, I could say, I love Barbara with all my heart. I love Barbara. She is a wonderful sister. I love Barbara, and I love to take Barbara with me when I go shopping. Wow! What do you do when you go shopping? Well, when I go shopping for Mom, and I buy the groceries she tells me to shop by, and the girls wanted to come along too, but I'm the older brother, and I didn't want those girls around, because those girls were always telling me what else to buy. And I said, no, we can only buy what's on the list. Well, I'll tell Pop that I'll take Barbara along with me when I go shopping, and I'll let her tell me things, and then I will buy what I'm supposed to buy. But I will be nice to Barbara, and I'll say, Barbara, thank you for telling me, but this is what Mama says I should buy, and so this is what I buy. And do you think that would make your dad happy? Yeah, I think so. I think so, because he's been talking to me every night when he comes home from work, and he tells me that Mama had been kind of uptight with me because I wouldn't let Barbara come along and I wouldn't let her help. Well, now, are you going to write that in the note and put it in the box? Yeah, that's what I'm going to write. Well, Jacqueline, what are you going to put in your note? Are you going to write a note to your dad, too? Oh, that's so nice. I hadn't thought of that. Well, sure. Now, what are you going to say on the note? I don't know. What does your dad want you to do that you haven't really been doing too much of? Well, My dad wants me to take care of Jenny. Jenny is the little one in the family, and I'd rather go play than to stop and play with Jenny all the time. I play with Jenny enough, but I have other things to do. I have other girlfriends to meet, you know. Well, Jacqueline, what if you were to say to your dad, I agree to take care of Jenny and take her out on her bicycle and take her out on the scooter and play with her for a half an hour after I come home from school every day. Or maybe once a week, or whatever you think you can handle, or not at all. What do you think? Jacqueline? Jacqueline, I'm thinking about it. Well, Jacqueline, what do you think? And Jenny is looking at Jacqueline as she's thinking. And Jenny is beaming love over to Jacqueline and saying, I love you, Jacqueline, I love you. Not saying a word, but her eyes are sparkling. I love you, Jacqueline, I love you, Jacqueline. And Jacqueline just cannot help but feel that. And she says, well, I don't know if I can do it, but I'll try. I'm going to write on my note, happy birthday, Dad. I agree to take Jacqueline out every night when I come home from school for 3/4 of an hour and play with her and show her how to ride the bikes and toys, the things that I know how to do, and take her to meet all of my girlfriends and show her off just like I'm so proud of her, because I really am so proud of her. Oh, my goodness. You'd write that on a note to your dad, you know. You can't write things and not do it. I know. Jenny, will you help me? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Jacqueline. I'll help you, Jacqueline. I'll help you, Jacqueline. My goodness. Now, Jenny, what are you going to write on the note? I don't know. Well, what do you think your dad would like from you more than anything else in the world as far as whatever you could give to him? Oh, my dad loves it when I snuggle him, when I hug him, when I kiss him, when he comes home from work and I run up to him and I say, hi, Dad, how you doing? I love you, love you. And I jump into his arms and he settles back in his chair and just holds me. And I just think that I agree to do that forever and ever and ever and ever. Jenny, forever is a long time. Well, every day is a long time. Well, as much as I can, that's a good start. But why not just say, at least once a week, I'll jump into your arms when you come home from work and love you. And the rest of the time, I might not be around, but I'm jumping in your arms anyhow. Oh, Jenny, that's very sweet. That's very lovable. Oh, look at that out the window there. See that guy? He's wearing those old pajama-type clothes, and he's got that bag tied around his waist. That's a bag of pixie dust. That's Mr. Sandman. Hi, Mr. Sandman. Hi, Mr. Gandalf. Are they ready? Oh, I think they're ready, boys and girls. Now you grab your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug, and you tell your brothers and sisters sitting all around there saying, thanks for listening. Mr. Gandalf's kind of fun, isn't he? And then snuggle under the blankets, take your teddy bear in your arms, and tell your mommy and daddy how much you love them. And Mr. Candle says, I'll see you another time. Okay, Mr. Sandman, that's okay. That's okay, Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman is sprinkling his iridescent pixie dust all over the children. And they're falling asleep and having beautiful, wonderful, fabulous dreams that only children can have. This is Mr. Candle. I'll see you again. Have a lovely night and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.